History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We've got $1,010 this morning for the impossible question. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What do you think it is? We've got Tracy on the line. Good morning.
Hi, guys. I'm going to say that they have a Lululemon bag in common.
You both carry Lululemon bags.
Oh, here we go.
Same one.
Here we go,
well,
Tracy.
We know that Bobby definitely carries a Lululemon bag.
It's a nice dark blue Lululemon bag. It's a little backpack. Thank you very much.
Super manly.
Super manly,
yeah.
Yes.
I've actually been eyeing that one up, but I haven't purchased it yet. So
you don't.
I don't have the same one.
Tracy, we absolutely love your guess, but sorry, we cannot give you the money.
Yep. Can give it to you.
Have a great day, guys.
You have a great day, too.
Seems like anytime there's a joke for Bobby, let's put that one right on the air.
That's going to stick with you for a really long time. We're hoping to get a Lululemon endorsement. Maybe we can get some gift cards to the store.
By the way,
my friend is the picture in the Lululemon store in the King of Prussia Mall, if you shop there.
Oh, yeah?
He's like the giant picture on the wall. He's the working out in the Lululemon gear.
Nice. I'm not anywhere photographed in anything wearing my Lululemon gear, except for maybe the radio station stuff.
I would love to do a side-by-side.
Oh, that would be great. I'll wear the same exact outfit. He's right there all athletic, and I'm just like, hey, what's up?
Charles is very athletic.
That's awesome.
Looking. All right, we're going to keep these guesses coming in. 888-333-B101. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What do you think it is? $1,010 is what we have in the jackpot for the impossible question.
Is he done singing?
I don't.
Are you done, Brett?
I don't know. Brett was singing that whole song. And at one point, Bobby goes, "Brett, stop singing for a second."
Yes.
He did not.
He did not at all. He did not.
He continued on.
Nope.
Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? Let's go to Roy. Good morning. Hi, Roy.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning.
What's your guess? What do you think it is?
Well, they were both brought home to their parents by the police. Not in trouble, just brought home.
Oh, just brought home.
Just like,
hey, we just want to, here you go. We're going to take it easy on them, but here's your kid.
That's always like a nice, like, we just had to drive them home.
We just wanted to drop them off. Laura?
Well, I did talk to Roy beforehand. Yes, this has happened. And I was like, hey, what are you talking about? And he remembers the story down the shore. The police officer took me and my cousin home from the bar. We were in trouble. We just gave us
you
a nice ride. It was actually great.
The rebel on the show, Laura Boss, which we never knew. I have never been dropped off by the police.
Really?
Yeah, no.
You've never sat in the back of a police car?
No.
It's really uncomfortable.
Well, you kind of figure with Laura, she went to North.
Oh, shit. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, Roy, but not the correct answer.
Yep, not it. So we know already by your comment, Kathy, you've been in the back.
Yeah, I never arrested, but I definitely sat in the back of a police car, and it is not. They're not like cushioned seats. Was that just the car, or is that all?
Brett knows too.
I think it's all of them. Yeah. I mean, the cuffs really hurt when they dig in too.
Worse.
Wow.
Along the line.
Who knew I was the angel of the show over here?
Wait,
jeez.
You've been cuffed?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I wish they just drove me home when I.
When you get in trouble.
All right, who's next? Let's go to Adam. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think it is that Bobby and Laura have in common?
I'm going to say you have the same high school mascot.
Oh, we'll be talking a lot about high school proms.
Yeah,
like
mine
this.
Was a Nottingham North Star.
The Nottingham North Star?
What is that?
I know, the stars.
And mine was the Shawnee Renegade. So, no.
Sorry, Adam.
Not it, Adam.
All good.
Thank you.
It's just like a thing.
It's just like the North Star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I went from being a North Star to a Gamecock.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Yep, University of South Carolina.
It's like what High School Musical should have been. They should have been the stars.
Yeah.
What was the mascot costume? Was it a star?
Yeah. Wow.
<All right. laughs> Let's go to Carrie.
Correct, what? Kathy. You were correct.
Hold on. What, Brett? Go ahead.
There was a high school near me that was a comet. So
apparently
the astrological things.
Well, what were yours?
I was a Pensbury Falcon.
Okay. Pensbury Falcons. Okay.
We were the Wildcats.
All right. Let's see what Carrie's high school mascot was. Carrie?
Yeah, Carrie.
All right. Mine was the Braves, Williamstown, New Jersey.
Oh, the Braves. Okay. Nice.
All right. Yeah. What is your guess? What do you think Bobby and Laura have in common?
I'm going to guess that Bobby and Laura have been to Storybook Land as kids, and you two have not.
Oh, been to Storybook Land as kids.
Have you guys, as kids, gone to Storybook Land?
No, I have not. I've never been to Storybook Land.
Me either. Oh. We should go.
Never been to Storybook
Land. You know what's weird? I've never been to Storybook Land either.
Well,
yeah.
Brett,
he's like, what is Storybook Land?
I did have to Google it.
You did have to? Okay.
I was not sure what it was, so no, I have not been.
Oh,
Carrie, love the guess, though. Love the guess, but not it.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it.
Yeah, good guess, Carrie, but not correct.
Looks like we have a show field trip. We're going to Storybook Land.
We got to take Brett to a lot of places. I want to take him to the Philadelphia Zoo. He's
with
never
or without
there.
Handcuffs, because apparently Brett has been cuffed in the back of a cop car. So, yeah.
I'd have to take him on like a kid leash.
Oh, absolutely. The monkey backpack.
Stay.
Yep,
yes.
He's going to have the little monkey backpack on. Get over here,
Stay
Brett.
Stay close to
what
me.
What did we tell you? Get over here.
I can't go in the enclosure.
No, you can't.
You can't.
Snacks later. All right, so we're going to do the impossible question again at 9:10. We've got $1,010. You just have to figure out what Bobby and Laura have in common, and Brett and I do not. We'll do it at 9:10.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
We've got $1,010 for the impossible question this morning. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. Shauna, do you think you know what it is?
I don't know.
All right. We're going to find out, aren't we?
Yeah. Take a guess.
Bobby and Laura are missing their pinky toenail.
Missing their pinky toenail?
I just want to ask Shauna, how did you get to this guess? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I was just thinking of random things that were just like totally off the wall.
Well, that is the impossible question. That's very good.
We love it, Shauna. Yep. Great guess. Are you missing your pinky toenails?
Last time I checked, it's there.
Yep.
Yep.
I'll check again. And Shauna, it's sorry. Still there.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Shauna.
I love it. I love it. I love those crazy guesses.
I know. I do too. 888-333-B101. Keep your crazy guesses coming. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? $1,010 for the impossible question. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What do you think it is? Diane, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Kathy. Okay, I'm going to say some type of exercise or working out plan in the mornings.
Ooh, Diane, in the mornings. Let me just go over this for you, Diane, my schedule. I get up at 3:15 in the morning. If I'm going to get up and exercise, there's something wrong with me at that point.
You have like 2:30 a.m.
I'm going to set the alarm clock for, I don't know, 12:45.
And work out?
Yeah. Nope, the working out is later on in the day, Diane. And Laura?
Diane, I did try this for a little bit.
Did you?
Really? In the morning?
I used to do yoga in the morning.
Before you come to work? Wow.
Yeah, it lasted like 2 weeks. No.
With our schedule, working out in the morning is that's not a good idea.
Nope.
Sorry, Diane. Diane.
Okay, but thank you. I'll try again.
Keep trying. Have a great day. I never did the before work thing. No way.
No.
Like now I have to do it immediately after work. Otherwise,
you won't do it.
By evening, I'm like yawning and sleeping.
Yeah, I'm later in the afternoon. I'm like, fine, let me just do this. And I get angry. I'm like, fine, I'll go work out.
Let's go to Julie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bobby and Laura have what in common?
I'm going to say that they both had paper routes when they were kids.
Ah, I did have a paper route. That was probably my first job, getting up early in the morning on Sunday morning. I mean, like, Dad, can you drive me today? It's raining a little bit. He'd be like, no, get out there on your bike and deliver those papers. I'm not driving you anywhere. So I did have a paper route as a kid. Laura?
I definitely did not.
Sorry, Julie.
Love the guest,
okay,
Julie.
Thanks. All right, thanks.
All right, we'll do one more for this morning. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What do you think it is?
They both like singing karaoke.
We both like singing karaoke. Aaron, I will tell you that karaoke to me is like nails on a chalkboard. I hear it, and I immediately run out of that bar, and I cannot be part of any of it. Not me. But Laura, I have a feeling, loves karaoke and absolutely would do it all the time.
I do. I absolutely love karaoke. It's best.
Oh, cool.
So, hey, Aaron, you made a lot of people happy, though, because now it's going to be $1,111 tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Well, I'll keep trying, and you all have a nice day.
Oh, you too.
You have a great day, too. Yeah, we sing in the studio, just like under our breaths, and he's like, try to work over here.
Like, would you guys stop?
Can't hear. Stop it.
Stop. We got Beyonce over here, the whole song earlier, just singing away. Yeah, that's Brett.
Did you like that?
Just all the time.
Yes, Brett, we did like that.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.